I received an email from a first-generation Canadian-born Chinese man who said that his wife had emigrated to Canada and has Canadian citizenship, and that they both live in Vancouver, British Columbia, and have two kids. His first child is about to start kindergarten, and the second child is still in preschool. The problem is that he wants his kids to speak more English at home so that they can do better at school, and his wife disagrees and wants them to speak more Chinese at home. He says that from his childhood experience, that when he was in elementary school, he had problems with English, and when his teacher spoke to his parents and suggested that they speak more English at home to improve his English skills, they did, and he wanted to give his children the same opportunities. However, his wife is accusing him of killing their cultural identity and saying that he should teach their kids and saying that he is teaching their kids to forget their mother tongue. So I wrote to this dad and I suggested this solution to the problem. I said, I wonder how it would be if he and his wife were to agree that she would speak Chinese to the children so as to preserve their mother tongue and that he would speak English to them to enhance their English skills. I said that so long as they're both in agreement on this, and so long as the children saw them as both playing equal roles towards helping them, that the children would adapt well to this. However, if the children see this as a power struggle between him and his wife, and if the wife continues to feel that if they choose to speak more English at home, for example, that they are siding with the father, then there will continue to be a division in the family. Ultimately, I said the children should feel comfortable at being able to speak either language to either one of them and should not be reprimanded for making their choice. They should not be made to feel that they are siding with one over the other, but acknowledged for possibly having greater ease or preference for one language. I suggested that there are many homes where more than one language is spoken, and the children benefit from this. I also said that other ways that they can preserve their Chinese culture is by attending Chinese language or heritage classes as an extracurricular activity. I suggested furthermore that if he and his wife could not reach a resolution, that perhaps they should speak to a therapist together so that the children do not get caught in the middle.